the news, of course, yeah, last week, the big news on Friday was that Amazon is set to buy Whole Foods for about $13.7 billion. Is this a good fit? And what does this do? We saw what Amazon's done to the retail industry. Jeff Gotthelf is with us. Jeff Gotthelf, he's the author of the book Sense and Respond. And he's one of the top thought leaders in the country on the future of product development and design. Jeff Gotthelf. Jeff, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks so much for having me, Michael. Yeah. Good to be here.
And what's when people say Amazon basically has destroyed our retail industry, do you agree with that?
It's definitely sent shockwaves through the industry, and you can see the effect of those shockwaves with the store closings that are happening. Sears and Kmart shutting down. Really, the store that's holding strong right now is Walmart, and that's really kind of where the battle of the Goliaths is going to play out between Amazon and Walmart.
And so why do you think Amazon decided to buy Whole Foods then?
Amazon is uniquely positioned in many ways to learn which industries it should move into and then double down once it's got good evidence from smaller experiments. If you remember efforts like Amazon Go, which was their automated store, this kind of no people, no checkout counter store, but you can go in and pick up some food and some prepared foods and walk out. Mm-hmm. That was one experiment. And then it was Amazon Fresh, which has been their food delivery experiment in a few markets. That was them testing the market, seeing if this is a viable business, seeing if this is something they want to get into. Mm-hmm. And my takeaway is that what they've learned, what they've sensed from those experiments is that, yes, we want to go into this. And is there an opportunity for us to essentially acquire a partner or a grocery chain that already caters to the people that we want to sell to and in the markets that we want to? I think that's where Whole Foods comes in.
We've got big grocery chains in Michigan like Meijer and Kroger. Should they be nervous right now?
I think so. I think Amazon, what Amazon does to businesses, generally speaking, not always, but generally speaking, is make them better. I mean, the businesses that they step into, they've optimized for selling, for customer service, for customer satisfaction. And this is everything from books to shopping, not general shopping.
They basically take everything and put it online. Is that where you imagine the food industry may be heading, groceries online somehow?
To some extent, yes, but I think part of it is I think there's a repercussion here for cashiers, for store managers, for employees in those roles as well, because I think Amazon is all about automation. Mm-hmm. And if you look at their picking and packing plants in Kentucky and other areas as well, the level of automation there is pretty amazing, and I think that that's part of the risk as well.
Jeff Gotthelf with us. He's the author of the book Sense and Respond, How Successful Organizations Listen to Customers and Create New Products. When you talk about the sense, is Amazon somehow better than other companies in doing that part?
They're the best, honestly. Honestly speaking, they are a tech company at their core. And what they've learned is that everything they work on is an experiment. Mm-hmm. And the faster that they can learn, the faster they can sense whether this is worth a further investment of their time, the faster they can decide to do that or to move on to something else. And so they've digitized their entire value chain. They externalize all of their services. So anything that they create for themselves to use is available for other people to use. So they test things in the market with other partners constantly. And so they're always learning whether or not there are new opportunities for them to take advantage of.
And where did that come from? How do they develop this ability to sense so effectively?
This is really where Bezos shines. Jeff Bezos, the CEO and founder of Amazon, he has mandated that everything that they build be able to be consumed by external parties so that we don't build stuff just for ourselves to use. We build it for the rest of the market to use. And what that does is it field tests their ideas, not just with their perspective on how book selling should go or how music selling should go, but how others would use those same services. Mm-hmm. And through because of that mandate that came around in the early 2000s, it's transformed the way that company operates.
Yeah. I mean, it seems though every time Amazon wins, entire industries lose. Is that how it works out, you think?
they can move, they move faster than other people. I think that's the big takeaway here. Because they're a technology company at their core, they can move faster. They can make decisions faster. Bezos talks about it every year. He puts out a shareholder letter, and this year's shareholder letter was filled with examples where he talks about, I don't want to get in the way of making good decisions. I want to let the teams sense how good projects or initiatives or ideas or businesses are going, and then I want to get out of the way. And so what they've done is not, they're using technology to learn very, very quickly, and the way the company is managed allows them to make decisions very quickly.
Okay, so
Which is why these other companies should be scared, because they don't operate this way. They don't offer the technology to core decision-making.
And Jeff Gotthelf, by the way, with us. The book is Sense and Respond. It sounds like we should all be nervous, because not only grocers might go down, but you're talking about cashiers, store employees may be out of work. What kind of a paradigm shift do you imagine Amazon has for the grocery industry? Just how far can they take it?
Well, so one thing's going to be really interesting here, right? So first of all, automation. So the stores will be automated. You'll come in, you'll pick up from the shelves whatever you need, and you'll walk out. No cashiers, no checkout, right? Whatever you need. But I think the other thing to keep an eye on is what Amazon also bought with all of these Whole Foods stores is yet another distribution point within these towns and cities where Whole Foods exists. And so what I think you'll see is Whole Foods probably start to offer a lot more than just groceries. You'll probably start to see more Amazon products, things you can buy online right now available at the store. Mm-hmm. And that starts to, get really interesting and again, very scary for the other retailers.
Amazing. So they're essentially, they could kind of turn Whole Foods into almost like an Amazon store where you can buy all kinds of things, you're saying.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's a distribution center with logistics already built in, trucking and shipping. All of those things exist with Whole Foods. So it's just a matter of plugging in the products that Amazon wants to put in those stores.
Is it now, if you're a grocer competition with Amazon now, or where, is there anything you can really do to challenge them, or is it just something that they're just going to take over?
No. I think there's opportunities, right? I think it's understanding where the local value is, what makes the local grocer like a Meijer's or a Kroger's more appealing to the local audience. I think you're going to have to really focus on convenience and really up your technology game. You may not be able to get it to the same level as Amazon, but you certainly can start to increase the level of convenience and the customer experience of shopping at a Meijer's or a Kroger's.
Jeff Gotthelf, the author of Sense and Respond, How Successful Organizations Listen to Customers and Create New Products. And Jeff, where can they find you online?
You can find me online at gotthelf.co.
Gotthelf.co, and I'm guessing people can find your book on Amazon, right?
They can, yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
There you go. They've got it all. Yep. Hey, Jeff Gotthelf on WILS. Thank you, Jeff.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
630-1320 WILS.